Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. You heard Mike Tannenbaum say just in the last segment, our NFL insider, former GM of the Jets. You heard him say that Jalen Hurts made some all-time throws in that Super Bowl. He did. He had the fumble that was scooped and scored against the Eagles, and that was a difference in the game. But other than that moment, he played a spectacular game. This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max coming to you live from the Seaport, brought to you by Patron. Perfection starts with Patron. So the Eagles are going to have to pay Jalen Hurts. Are they going to give him top-of-the-market money? What's the price for Hurts in this offseason? Here's Mike.
It's $50 million a year. It's above Russell Wilson, Kyler Murray. I'm giving him $50 million a year, $175 guaranteed. And I think Philly's already made a mistake, guys. He's a second-round pick. He's extension eligible. He was extension eligible the Monday of the bye week in the playoffs. Every day it's going to get more expensive. And by the way, if I'm Justin Herbert and Joe Burrow, I'm just going to sit on the sidelines and I'm going to watch Lamar Jackson and Jalen Hurts duke it out. And when they're done, I'm going to say, hey, I want more than those guys. But the difference, and this is really important, Jalen Hurts was a second-round pick. He has 1 year to go. Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert have this year and the fifth-year option. So there has to be a sense of urgency right now with the Eagles.
Key, Mahomes signed really a team-friendly deal when his time. Everyone's like, oh, half a billion. But when you look at the deal, it was a team-friendly deal the way it was structured. And they went to him before they dealt Tyreek Hill. He's talked about it and said, hey, we're going to get this guy and this guy and this guy. Like, in other words, the team and him work hand-in-hand to make sure there's a team around him and he gets his money. Does that mean that Hurts and the Eagles have to do the same thing, or does Hurts reach for every dime here? And if he does, how do they keep this playoff thing going?
Well, it's all about the negotiation and structure of the deal, Max. You said $500 million. Essentially, at the end of his Kansas City Chiefs career, it will be $500 million. They're going to redo his deal before the start of this next season. Patrick Mahomes, that is. So it'll be some, you know, whatever he's made already, $150 million, he'll get another $250 million of fully guaranteed money going into the season, and then they'll push some off. So by the time he ends his career, he essentially will get to that $500 million. It wouldn't all be fully guaranteed as if it's soccer overseas somewhere. Now when you look at Jalen Hurts' situation, he's got to look at it and say, okay, what do I really want? Do I want to be the highest paid guy at this position as it stands right now? Or do I want to do a hometown friendly discount because they believed in me? He has those sort of things along with his agent to make those decisions. He should be paid accordingly to where he's at, which is at the top of the market. Now, do you pay him Patrick Mahomes money? No. No, you don't. But you certainly pay him at the top of the market.
You see, Key, every step of the journey for Jalen Hurts, he's been the underdog, right? We've seen him become the underdog at Alabama. We've seen him kind of surpass, but still, even though Oklahoma not winning the Heisman, still kind of the underdog. The underdog with the Philadelphia Eagles, even though Howie Roseman took the chance on drafting him in the second round. And now he's the guy. So, like, for me, I have no problem. I don't want to hear anything about, oh, is he being cap-friendly? Is good for the team? I want Jalen Hurts to think about himself, Key. Like, if we're saying that he's a top-three quarterback in the league, then pay this man as if he's a top-three quarterback in the NFL.
Like, and I think they will. One thing about the Philadelphia Eagles and the organization over a long stretch, since I've been playing and being a part of the NFL, they've always paid their quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Always. I don't care if it was Mac 5, Michael Vick, Kevin Cobb, or Detmer, or whoever, you know, those are starters. They've always looked out for them. Hell, they paid Carson Wentz. Okay? Mm-hmm. They paid Carson Wentz.
Hey, Jay, I think you make a good point along these lines. The NFL has a hard cap. The reason they have a hard cap, they'll tell you, is competitive balance. Complete nonsense. It's just a lie. They're lying to you. Everybody, you know, come on. Competitive balance you can achieve through revenue fit sharing or a luxury tax that redistributes the wealth among the owners. But that would mean that the large market owners are subsidizing the small market owners. But when the small market owners go to the large, don't look at us, have the players subsidize you. That's what a salary cap is. That's all it ever is. Everything else is a lie. It's very simple. It's really not complicated.
Even a salary cap is a lie.
Well, right. But that's a separate side thing that we could talk about how you can manipulate it. But a hard cap is about that. So your point is well taken, Jay. In other words, what the owners say is the labor is going to share this pool of money. It's not going to be really free market. We're going to take the rest of the money. You're capped there. Then they turn around and tell a quarterback, well, wait a minute. That needs to now be your problem, not only in terms of what you make, but in addition to that, you should sacrifice money so we could put a better team around you or else you're being greedy. That's the GM's problem. That's the owner's problem. It's got nothing to do with me. I should get what I'm worth in this warped market that suppresses my value. I should at least get what I'm worth there and not have to worry about taking a discount because you stacked the deck. You made this system. You figure out how to put a team around.
The average number is going to be the average number. The average number is going to fall close to $50 million, right, on an average.
Yep.
But that's not the important part. The average is that's an agent tool to be able to fool the media and fool Max so he can come on this just in and say, oh, the guy got a half a billion.
I didn't say that. I said the opposite of that.
And so when you look at it, the average is cool, but how much of that average am I getting in my first 3 to 4 years of this contract? Mm-hmm. Are you giving me 4 years, $200 million over the first 4 years of this $600 million deal? Am I getting $200 million fully guaranteed over the first 4 years? Am I getting the Aaron Rodgers three-year 150, add another one to that is a four-year 200? That's the number. That's what I want. I don't care about anything year 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. I can care less about that. Give me my 4 years, $200 million, and I need it fully guaranteed, and I need about $130 up on signing.
See, Kim, I think we're all on the same page here. And one of the counter arguments I've heard people use is like, well, the offense really isn't depending on him as a huge weapon.
Oh, yeah, okay,
because, look what A.J. Brown brings to the table. Look at this prolific defense that we have. I've heard that counter argument.
That's all great.
You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, the on the field aspect, the guy's 14-1 as a starter.
They were 0-2 without him.
Okay, like the overall record is ridiculous. And by the way, you can't put a price tag on all the rare attributes he brings to the table from a leadership perspective. He's always going to represent your franchise to the highest degree. Like, he is the new it.
And that's value, Jay.
1,000%.
And that's value. All of those sort of things, all of those sort of things that you just mentioned is value for the organization and the franchise. I can sell Jalen Hurts. I can go out to the streets of Philadelphia. I can go to the National Football League, and I can sell Jalen Hurts. What I mean by that is that logo, that Philadelphia Eagle logo, can be all over the country. It can be overseas. We could package him up and sell him. So that's value to my franchise. And you best believe Howie Roseman and company, they know this. Jalen Hurts' agents know this. Jalen Hurts knows this. And don't get caught up in, it's not all about him. Look at the defense. Well, every good team has players around him. And Patrick Mahomes can't just win the Super Bowl because it's Patrick Mahomes. He's just going to win it.
16-2 with him starting 0-2 without. Period.
Key, you can tell automatically, you and I have been in locker rooms before. We've been around a lot of athletes, man. Some guys get the bag and you're like, oh boy, that guy's going to change.
He got the bag.
This dude, regardless of whether he gets the bag or not, you saw the way he walked out of the stadium when they lost. He's pissed off.
Jay,
like, that's who he is, regardless.
I hope he doesn't get the bag and walk out the stadium with the bag full of money. That wouldn't be good.
There was a moment in the Super Bowl where Nick Sirianni wanted to challenge something. He was acting kind of infantile, right?
Oh, no, he wasn't challenging. That was when the call on Devontae Smith.
That's
and
right.
The defense
that's right.
had walked down the field, and he was kind of like talking trash.
That's right. He was
come
talking.
Come on back here, Kansas City.
Exactly.
Come back here.
Exactly. I stand corrected. The point is, who calmed Coach down?
Jalen Hurts.
Do you remember what Sal Palantonio said going into the Super Bowl? I asked him, what was the difference on this just in, 2 p.m. Eastern, ESPN, Handsome Host.
Great
excellent
plug.
I asked him on this just in, what's the difference between this Super Bowl and all the other Super Bowls you've covered for the Eagles, because he covered them all. He said, Jalen Hurts. I said, why? Because when they won, for example, when they went there with Andy Reid and Donovan McNabb, that was Andy Reid's team. McNabb was a great player, but that's Andy Reid's team. When Nick Foles won, he was incredible. That was Doug Peterson's team. He said, this is Jalen Hurts' team. And I thought, huh. He said, Sirianni's done an excellent job, but it's Hurts' team. I thought, huh. And then you saw Sirianni's behavior in the Super Bowl versus the quarterback. Like, I'm not saying Sirianni hasn't done an excellent job. Plainly, he has. But when people say, well, they have this, this, and this on the Eagles, actually, Jalen Hurts has as much value to the Eagles as anyone has to any team. He is the mature one between him and the coach. He's the leader between him and the coach. The offense works to the extent that it's basically the best in the league when he's playing. And when he's not playing, they have a hard time scoring points. Like, he's $200 million-plus to me, fully That's guaranteed.
He is the team. It's not about – Nick Sirianni's cool, but when I think of the Philadelphia Eagles, I'm not thinking of Nick Sirianni. It's not even coming close. I'm thinking of Jalen Hurts. I'm not thinking of Bradberry, or I'm not thinking of Hassan Reddick. I'm not thinking about none of them. I'm thinking Jalen Hurts. So when you start to talk about the money that he deserves, you're absolutely right. It's a $200 million plus number. Now, will they get to $200 million plus on the fully guaranteed side? Just give me my $200. Let's start there. And then if you got some other little kibbles and bits laying around and you want to give them to me, I'll take them. But other than that, at least I need to touch my $200.
I need my $50 a year. I need four of
it. Yeah, I need four. I need $200. It's nothing to talk about.
It is going to be interesting to see if Jason Kelce decides to retire, because that O-line, man, that O-line is special, what they got.
Which quarterback – by the way, here it is, notable Eagles free agents. They got a lot of guys they got to pay. Fletcher Cox, Robert Quinn, Brandon Graham, Jason Hargrave, Kelce you just mentioned, Jason Kelce, Bradberry, Miles Sanders – C.J. Gardner-Johnson, they got a lot of guys they're going to have to pay. Which quarterback is most likely to take a Jalen Hurts-type jump next season? From he's good, we like him, we want to build around him, to, oh, wait, time out, that's a superstar. And is there a team that's an A.J. Brown away from taking a huge step forward next season? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Jalen Hurts deserves at least 200 million arms.
His leadership abilities as a young man are off the charts.
I would try to sign as long of a deal as he'll agree to because of his age, his character. Get it done ASAP.
He got farther than Deshaun Watson has ever gone. He's gotten farther than Lamar Jackson has ever gotten. Plus the improvement, plus the leadership.
I would love to escort Jeffrey Lurie to the bank for the Brinks truck that they're going to pay this young man.
Which quarterback is most likely to take a Jalen Hurts-type jump next season? And part of that, I believe, is the acquisition of A.J. Brown. As I said, like, the guy, the last step of his evolution as a player was, can he see the middle of the field? And they went out and got him a guy who makes a living there. And sure enough, he did. And the rest is history. But the same thing with Josh Allen. Can he take a jump? They go get him Diggs. He was like, you know, went to an MVP level. Same thing with all these guys, except for Mahomes, who apparently doesn't need Tyreek Hill, but he has Travis Kelce.
Ain't that amazing, though? They go and they tell Tyreek Hill, keep it moving, and they went to the damn Super Bowl. When everybody was,
and
everybody in the sports world was going ape you know what. about Tyreek Hill going to Miami, and they was laughing. And the moment that they stuck Pacheco in his jersey number, I immediately was like, yeah, well, that's how they feel.
Yeah, well, Pacheco nice too, man.
Yeah, but they gave him the number right away.
Exactly. Yeah, remember, I said they gave the number.
The disrespect on T. Hill.
Yeah, gave him the number. That usually doesn't happen with a top guy like that. They just ain't handing you somebody's number.
Be careful, Key. Be careful what you say about Tyreek Hill now.
Man, I don't give a damn about no Tyreek Hill. Man, don't get me started.
Key, I don't want anybody tweeting into the show.
He can tweet at the show all day long, all he wants. I'm right here. He can tweet at me. I got Twitter.
We need to protect Key's feelings. Key gets very hurt. When people tweet at him. So
yeah, there you
please
go.
Please don't tweet
Max,
at him.
Because then I have to tell Key, and then it's a problem.
It's he cries and cries, and we have to tell him it's okay.
I just said that they won
Key,
the championship.
Key, let's not go back and revisit it. It's okay.
I just said they won
it's
a championship without Tyreek Hill.
I actually think without Tyreek Hill, Mahomes got even better. Because, like, Tyreek Hill, in a way, could be a crutch because, you know, he could bail you out.
Yeah, he's a good receiver.
Yeah, he's unanswerable.
Excellent.
He's just too fast, right? But when without him, he had to spread it around. He had to read defenses a little quicker, which he did. He spread it around to different receivers more, which he did. And even in the moment of truth, who was it who Mahomes missed, but it was on the receiver? It was in the second half of the game. That was his only incomplete. But at any rate, I thought, yeah, Tyreek Hill would have caught up to that. But that's like one play. What about all the other plays?
Tyreek Hill is ridiculous, man.
No.
They just
wasn't holding.
They just figured out how to win without that particular player. That's all.
Is there a team that's an A.J. Brown away from taking a huge step forward because of the development of their quarterback? Joe in Pennsylvania, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will and Max.
Hey, yo, Joey.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Best show on TV, without a doubt.
Not to mention radio.
This is easy.
Yeah.
Radio. Yeah. Kenny Pickens. It ain't even close. And I'm telling you, he didn't even do OTAs in camp last year. Okay.
You talking about Kenny Pickett?
Yeah, Pickens. Pickett. Same thing. Same thing, Max.
Pickens.
Well, because I'm leading up to Pickens. They got their guy already.
Right. Yeah, that's what I thought maybe. Yeah.
Okay. They're dangerous.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's an easy call. Again, he didn't do OTAs, didn't do camp last year. He's coming in this year, QB1. Watt missed a lot of games. Defense, I mean, they need some help on the Steelers. Everybody wanted to bury him last year.
But
the
Pickett,
depth of the Steelers was over-exaggerated.
Akeem, do you really think I like Pickett. He's a nice little player, right? But he doesn't look – the thing about Hurts was he had tools that made you say, oh, okay, wait a minute. If he can see the middle of the field, it's going to be a problem, right? Pickett, does he have those same kind of tools?
He might be a better quarterback than what we've seen recently. I mean, he's young. He was in and out of the lineup. I mean, it's give him a second year. The first year, people were still trying to draft a quarterback for Jalen Hurts, okay? I mean, to replace Jalen Hurts. His second year, the start of the season, they were still talking about, well, you know, Philly has these number one picks, and they're going to do it. And these are quarterbacks coming out in the draft. They should take a look at him and all that. So let's see if he can make that step.
Please.
I think there's an obvious pick here.
Calvin Ridley. I've said this before. Calvin Ridley, like he's coming back this year. Last time he played a full season, Key, 90 receptions.
Did he bet on himself?
Might as well bet on yourself. 9 touchdowns, over 1,300 yards. We've seen how much improvement Trevor Lawrence has made in a year under Doug Peterson. We talk about the additions that they already have. Their defense is going to get better over time. It's Calvin Ridley.
I think it's an obvious one. I think Jay is right.
It's Calvin Ridley.
Trevor Lawrence got high-end stuff. He's the number one overall pick for a reason. And
he has
unlike
the hair, Key, family
he's
man.
Got, no question, long, flowing blonde hair, 6'6". But Key, more than that, like he's not one of these. It's not like, oh, he has something we like, and he's 6 feet tall, and he doesn't have a big arm, and he's not fast, right? And they draft him first. No, he won a championship. He put up all the numbers. He is 6'6". He's got a big arm. He's making tackles in the open field in college after a turnover, running guys down. Like he's an athlete. And now
he's a good little player.
He's a good big player. And now you got a coach, a Super Bowl winning coach with him. And Jay's right; they got somebody already on the team who's coming back.
The problem with that though is when you look at the conferences, there's no quarterback really in the NFC. There wasn't really. I mean, Aaron Rodgers was there. Brady was older, so we already started with Brady and Rodgers, right? But
Rodgers
that didn't
still may
go,
be there.
As of right now, I'm having him leaving. as of right now.
You got him going.
Yeah, I got him leaving. When I look at the conference, though, Jalen Hurts was able to do whatever it was that he needed to do, given the fact that he had the ability, but also he wasn't week in and week out going up against Josh Allen, Joe Burrow.
The best and the best.
Whatever, the six or seven quarterbacks.
He got by Justin Herbert in the playoffs.
I understand that. Justin Herbert is not like that, Max. He's not. He's a good player that has all the talent and everything in the world and a big, strong arm, but he's not like that. He's not carrying his team.
He
like
did
that.
Carry his
he
team.
He carried him the whole carry, year.
He carried him when he was hurt.
The whole year. He got them to the playoffs.
Okay.
Key, he did get him to the playoffs.
I know what you mean, but like that dynamic. But he literally threw barbecue ribs in all, man, through injuries.
I did not say he didn't play well. That's not what I said. I just said he didn't get them there like that. It wasn't that type of situation where all of a sudden the only reason why they made the playoffs is because of him. That wasn't it. At times, that running game with Austin Eckler kicked in.
Yeah, it's a team.
Okay. Everyone has players. Players.
I understand that, but you
would give your left arm to have Justin Herbert throw you balls in your career.
I don't have any more arms. Yeah, they're all gone.
You give up whatever you had. If you could have a couple seasons with this Justin Herbert, you'd have gone to heaven.
And even if you are saying he got past Justin Herbert, mm-hmm. Justin Herbert, to me, is on the back end of the top guys in the AFC.
Yeah, he's on the way up still.
So, when you look at the NFC, it was a little easier for Jalen Hurts because the quarterbacks was not great in that conference.
I think that's true.
It's a gauntlet of a thing that he's going to have to go through. Mm-hmm. Now, when you talk about his division, the division is Indy, Houston, and Tennessee, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
And that's a lot easier. But then when you get into that conference and you have to see Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Deshaun Watson, Lamar Jackson, Russell Wilson.
That might affect your wins and losses, Key, a little bit, and how deep you make it in the playoffs maybe, but it doesn't affect how we think about you as much if you ball out. Like, none of those guys can stop him from balling out.
You do realize, when you said a leap, you do realize Jalen Hurts went to the Super Bowl.
So, but I don't think we're asking who can go to the Super
Bowl. You just
Bowl.
Said who going to make the same type of leap.
Right, but leap as a guy
you
who's
just said the same type of leap, which means the guy went to the Super Bowl.
Okay, that's how you're hearing it. I don't hear it like you must go to the Super Bowl. I think you go from good player, nice player,
I love
to
y'all.
Superstar.
I love you, Max.
If you're saying that the NFC sets you up, are you saying that the NFC as a conference easier allows you to establish that quarterback adding a piece that can get his team there? Do you see a team in the NFC that you think is a piece away that maybe adds to the quarterback to get to that
Justin,
elite level?
Justin Fields doesn't have an offensive line. Yeah, he needs a lot of stuff.
They need a lot more.
A lot.
Even if you were to get Justin Fields,
if you were to add a piece outside of a quarterback in the NFC, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Like what team?
No, because the quarterbacks at the NFC aren't.
That's what I'm saying.
The quarterbacks at the NFC are.
Yeah.
I mean, the best quarterback is Jalen Hurts.
Daniel Jones?
Rodgers probably heading to the AFC.
The best quarterback is Jalen Hurts.
Yep.
Maybe followed up by Dak Prescott. Then Kirk Cousins.
I'll take Daniel Jones over Kirk.
Or Geno Smith.
So I keep going
I'll take Daniel Jones.
Or Geno Smith is probably three. He's probably three.
You take
right
him over
now,
Daniel made, Jones right
but he,
now?
But he has Metcalf. He already has pieces.
Yeah, yeah but I'm just pieces. Saying. I'm trying to think about the quarterback.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The quarterback
in the NFC
have
is Jalen Hurts head and shoulders above. Mm-hmm. It is Dak Prescott, followed up probably by Geno, followed up by Daniel Jones, followed up probably by Kirk Cousins.
Could you say Jared Goff?
If Detroit were to add a top
he's a top
five in a, he's a top five NFC quarterback.
I think Daniel Jones might be the answer if they get him a receiver. He needs a receiver. Which of course that's why they traded Kadarius Toney. Who needs him, right? It's not like they need receivers.
Max want that. You want that so bad, honey.
Honestly, I think he's good, Key. I just like I to see what it looks like with the top receiver.
I think
receiver.
He's doing a good job.
Tell you, Detroit ain't far off, man.
Chiefs of dynasty
got those boys going.
The Chiefs already a dynasty. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max here on ESPN Radio. We are joined by Kimberly A. Martin.
Hold on. Can you just let her go? Go ahead, Kim. Go ahead.
You know what's funny, Max? When this song came out, I think I was like in middle school or something.
I think I turned 40.
Shut up, Max.
Wait, Kimberly. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, boys.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day. What are your thoughts on this phony made-up holiday?
Well, Max, when you put it like that, you know, I'm not the best gift giver. Like,
are
I'm
you a good
not,
gift receiver?
I am an excellent gift receiver.
that's a talent.
No, I think Valentine's Day, I want you to acknowledge it.
See?
But nothing like the whole extravagant stuff. Like, I feel like if you're taking care of business like the other 364, like, I'll let you slide on Valentine's
You know what?
Day.
You make a good point. Maybe I should embrace Valentine's Day. You just got to do it for
just
one day.
Wait. I got to ask you, because Max gave me the side eye on this question. Say, okay, what's the love language? You got a love language?
Oh, my gosh. I'm definitely words of affirmation.
See?
I thought of this.
I told you, Max. Y'all need to get up on the game now.
Listen, I'm telling you, if a guy comes and says, you know, my love language is this, or what's your love
this
language?
This is the dumbest thing I've
you
ever heard. Go ahead.
Instantly like, okay.
Boom. Acts of service. What is it? Physical touch?
I am words of affirmation and acts of service.
Okay.
I'm not big on the gifts and...
Yeah. Honestly, this love language thing is, I've thought I've heard a lot of dumb things in my life. This is right near the top of the dumb list.
I'm putting you on, Max.
We're trying
I'm
to put you on. Into the game,
you
know? Max.
But why are you changing your voice, though, Jay?
No, but look at Max. Max gets all uptight. He has the hands on the shoulder. He just seems so uncomfortable.
This time I'm sitting normally. A lot of times you catch me, but this time I'm just sitting normally. I have to turn to see you. So, yeah.
What you said, Key? I used the R&B voice?
Yeah, why did you go real
you
soft?
Just it goes that way. You got what I mean?
What's your getting... love language?
There it is, Max.
Oh
there it is.
Can you ever ask anyone what their love language is?
No.
Well, shocking.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, hey, I am who I am. What can I say?
No. Yeah. Maybe that's the problem.
I'm not even going to start. There's rules in place, as we were told prior to you coming on, so... I'm just going to sit tight.
Thank you. Thank
Kimberly,
you.
We've been talking all morning about whether or not you consider the Chiefs a dynasty already.
Right?
Do you?
I feel like in the prisoner of the moment, you want to say yes. I think we're not quite there. It feels somewhat premature to say that. Because if you even think about it, was there not a Steelers team that won 2 Super Bowls and like within 4 years? Like, we don't think of that. You don't think of the Steelers as like a dynasty back then. I think what is wonderful about Patrick Mahomes and these Chiefs is that they are well on their way to becoming one. But when the season started, there were people that questioned, like, will this offense even look right? Will they even know what to do without Tyreek? Like, they silenced those doubters. But this, when you look at the Patriots, it was like, okay, we can already pencil them in. We already know. Like, there are no questions about Tom Brady and those teams. So I think not quite. But I love Patrick Mahomes, and the fact that the way his contract is set up, they have a very good chance to become a dynasty.
Kimberly, could it be the fact that there's a little bit more, as we say in the show, yeast on it, for the fact that, like, we're talking about Patrick Mahomes as maybe one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. We're talking about Andy Reid being maybe a top five greatest coach of all time. 5 straight AFC championship games, who they've lost to in the manner how they lost to it, and Joe Burrow. You know, like,
Yeah, I hear you, but last year, like, I covered the Bengals beating the Chiefs at Arrowhead, like, to get to the Super. You know what I'm saying? So, the Chiefs are, they should be a favorite next year to win the Super Bowl. Will they? I don't know. I think it's very hard to repeat. Clearly, history tells us that. I think it's okay to say this is a team well on its way to becoming a dynasty and leaving it there.
Yeah, and that's what I tried to tell y'all earlier. It's not yet. Not yet. It's some
don't
point.
Don't have me agree with Key
be.
On this show.
Hey, well,
gosh.
You mind? You just did.
You said
without
exactly
even knowing
what Key
it.
Said earlier. Let me ask you this.
That's your fault.
Let me ask you this, Kimberly.
To us.
Because I was persuaded. Like at first, I thought, you know what? My standards are a little lower than that. I think they already are. Well, but I was persuaded they need one more Super Bowl, and then it's a wrap, right? But what about the fact? The reason I started out by thinking it already is unlike those Steelers teams, they have been to the conference championship five consecutive years. To me, that counts for something. It's an extreme level of dominance in your conference. Mm-hmm. They've come one play away from getting out of the conference four out of those five. Mm-hmm. As it is, they got out three out of those five. So, all right, I'm with it. They need one more Super Bowl, but man, this is as close as you can get to a dynasty without getting that stamp, I think. Mm-hmm. Would you say that's fair?
I agree with you, yeah.
All right, well, that's all.
Kim, what is Patrick Mahomes? Will you just stop? What does Patrick Mahomes need to do to surpass Tom Brady as considered the GOAT? What does he need to do?
Win seven Super Bowls? Honestly,
you got to win seven?
Yeah.
Why? We're just counting rings?
That's what you say about LeBron.
No, but not just counting rings. We are counting rings. Not just.
See, here's the
not
thing. Here's the thing. Tom Brady has done something that we may not see again. I think Patrick Mahomes has the ability to come. He might be somebody that I'd say, you know what? If there's anybody that's going to actually get seven Super Bowls, I can see Patrick Mahomes doing it. But Tom Brady has done it already. So when you ask me, what does Patrick Mahomes have to do to surpass Brady as the GOAT? Why is Tom Brady the GOAT? Because of these championships. So why would you move the goalposts?
Well, what complicates it is he beat Mahomes twice head-to-head with money on the line, right, in the AFC and NFC. But I don't think it's I think counting championships is a big part of it. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's the only thing. Like, Yogi Berra got 10 World Series championships, three-time MVP, twice runner-up, once in the top three, like, hit clean up the whole thing. That's basically the Tom Brady of baseball. No one considers him the GOAT. Right? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think that's the only thing we're
Bill
looking
Russell
at.
And when you look at it, though, Kim, and when you look at it in the beginning stages of Brady's career, many people discount the first three Super Bowls as Tom Brady. You know, the other Super Bowls, they kind of, it's Tom Brady, it's Tom. But those first three, two and a half, it's kind of one of those deals where it's like, well, he was along for the ride.
Okay, first of all, the man has seven Super Bowls. Like, there's a here's the problem with the Patrick Mahomes thing. It sounds like anytime you want to hit pause on the discussion, it sounds like hate. It is not hate at all. I think this kid could wind up being the greatest of all time. But he literally is in the early stages of his career. When you're presenting me a guy over here who's been in the league 20 years and we've seen what he's been able to do. So when you tell me what does Patrick have to do to catch Brady, well, put up the same stats as Brady for starters. That's just me.
I understand.
Well, I mean, Brady and he's on pace. The thing about Brady which makes it crazy is the longevity pushes him past everyone. But his pace is way ahead of Brady's.
I'm not disputing that. I'm just saying.
Brady was never all pro in his first 5 years. Mahomes got two MVPs already.
So, but here's the knock on Aaron Rodgers. Well, he only has, you look at the Super Bowls. So if you're going to tell me that this guy over here has seven – and this guy has two. You know what I'm saying? It's okay that Brady can be the greatest, the GOAT, right? But Patrick right now is like the greatest quarterback on the field right now. That's
fair. It's a lot. Yeah, I'll point out Hank Aaron had the home run record. No one thought he was better than Willie Mays because they watched them both. They thought, oh, Willie Mays is better, right? Patrick Mahomes is, in this comparison, that's Patrick Mahomes. Kimberly A. Martin, ESPN NFL reporter extraordinaire. Good to see you, Kim.
Thanks, guys.
Kimberly, pardon me.
Enjoy your Valentine's Day,
Kim. If you're going to say Kim,
I'd say Kim.
Kim.
Enjoy the day, Kim. Hope you get lots of gifts.
Words of affirmation, guys.
There we go.
Are Kyrie and Luka enough of a love language to get the Mavs to the finals?
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance and joined in studio by Tim Legler, ESPN NBA basketball analyst. Morning, Tim.
What's up?
What's up, Timmy?
How you guys doing?
What's up is Kyrie.
How you doing, Timmy?
Kyrie.
What up, Key?
26 in the fourth quarter.
I was thoroughly entertained by that. I was kind of got to New York yesterday and got to my hotel room in time to watch that game, and it was a pretty entertaining fourth quarter. I got to say, it was spectacular.
By the way, Max, let's leave with the fact that they lost.
Yeah, they lost the game, but
I'm giving Minnesota credit on the way they defended the last possession as well.
So, they lost the game. There are two things that come out of that. One, they lost.
Yeah.
But two, what's going to happen when Kyrie figures out what he's doing there, right? Like, he just got there.
But the thing is, Kyrie's the type of guy that can do it. And I said it the first game when he got there. Don't discount how hard that is to do. With the 96 hours or so that he had just had to get on a plane, to fly to Dallas, you don't really know most of those guys in the locker room. You haven't even had a walkthrough. You haven't watched any film. You walk out on the court and you go for 24 and a win. That's a very difficult thing to do.
In the NBA.
That's how special Kyrie Irving is, and he showed it again last night. Now, the bigger story is, and this is twice this has happened because it happened in their last game as well, late game situations are going to be a problem for them. And you can tell that Luka right now, I said all along, has to make the adjustment because they brought Kyrie in to be him, what he was last night. They brought him in to be that player. The problem is, Luka Doncic has always been 100% the guy in every single situation in an important moment in every game since the day he got to Dallas. And that's not necessarily going to be the case anymore because sometimes it's going to be better to close with Kyrie Irving depending on how he's cooking and what his matchup is. And I see that continuing to be something that's going to be difficult for them to iron out, not to mention the fact and they can't get stops at a critical time when they need to. This is a really bad perimeter defensive team, and that's always going to be a problem for them. You know, trading baskets, matching baskets, and having spectacular one-on-one plays to win games is not a sustainable formula, you know, to ultimately win multiple rounds, which is what we're talking about. When you put two guys like this together, you want to win a championship, and you want to do it right away. So they have to be, you know, talked about in that vein. I just can't see that formula working against the teams you're going to have to once you get to the postseason.
I agree with you on the latter part, but if you're Luka, I would be going back and watching so many games of where Kyrie played with LeBron James and understand that, hey, quarters one through, you know, four at the beginning, like I could be dominant. I could play my game. But, Legs, there's no doubt about it. Kyrie's one of the best closers to ever play. Like, this is what his skill set ultimately lends to this. So I think, you know, in those big moments – if you don't have it going to defer or have a play design, you got to make reads. But I think Luka possesses that basketball IQ to make reads where you want Kyrie to be a little bit more reactive and not think and let his skills just take over. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it definitely does. And I think, this, you know, the nature of what we do for a living, we're going to overreact to everything and make instantaneous judgments after watching him play for two or three games and make a determination. This is as far as they can go. I mean, obviously, this is fluid. And they both have extremely high basketball IQs, to your point. So they're going to continue to iron through this. But at the end of the day, that is how they're going to play at the end of the game. Because one of the things about Luka, and go back to LeBron and Dwayne Wade when they got to Miami together and they stepped on their toes to go 8-9 in the beginning. But when they figured it out, if you go back and watch them again, watch some of the weak side stuff that LeBron and D. Wade would get off each other on slashes and cuts and dives at the right time because they started to read each other. The problem with that is Luka doesn't play that way. Like, if he doesn't have it, he's not involved, he's going to be camped out, kind of hanging out at the three-point line. And it's like, okay, Kyrie, this is your possession. You do your thing. And then, you know, if you get cooking, we'll go with you for four or five, but then it's going to come back to me at some point. Like
your
last
turn,
night.
My turn, your turn.
Very similar turn. To that. And Luka had to make some tough plays last night after, and he sat for the first 6 minutes of the fourth while Kyrie Irving had 16 points. Then Luka comes back in the game, and it was still Kyrie for a few possessions. But then at some point, they start taking Kyrie away. Now it comes back to Luka, and he hasn't really been in that mindset now for the last 8 minutes. And that's not, he's not used to that. And that's what I'm talking about. The mentality getting around watching another guy do his thing and still finding a way to be effective other than just waiting to get it back and then now I'm going to go because there's only so many seconds on that shot clock.
Legs, let's go to the team who's seventh place in the Western Conference right now, the New Orleans Pelicans. Zion Williamson is ruled out with a hamstring injury again. I mean, right now he's only in his 3.5 years, he's played 40% of his games. He's played 40% of his games. Now, next year starts his five-year, $193 million extension. Did the Pelicans make the wrong bet here?
I don't think they had any choice. I mean, I think that's what it comes down to. It's easy now to sit here and second-guess it, and he had a lot of issues leading up to it where that was a pretty good debate.
They were third in the West before he got hurt. Third in the West.
They were one of the great stories in the league, and it looked like that big three might be enough to make a serious run with McCollum, Ingram, and Zion. And they didn't really have a chance to play together that much because Ingram was hurt for a long time. So this is just bad for the league, but I don't hold the Pelicans' feet to the fire on this. Did you really have a choice, you know, in the nature of the way that ESPN works? When you get those guys in-house, it's hard to keep them. You got to make sure you lock them up, and unfortunately now they're dealing with another injury.
And let's keep in mind, it wasn't long ago where it looked like that was the Embiid story. Well, I guess you have to sign him because he's so much talent, but he's just destined to never be healthy, and knock wood, since then he's become an all-time great, basically.
And I hope that happens with Zion.
Right, that's what you have to hope for. You got to hope for it.
Yeah.
Tim Legler, ESPN NBA analyst. You can see him across ESPN platforms on such programs as This Just In, 2 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. Thanks, Tim. Are the Chiefs a dynasty? 888-SAY-ESPN. Are they a dynasty yet? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.